What's going on, guys? This is Ray Ray with MMA Fan Talk. Back at it again, guys. It's been a while. I don't know how long it's been, but it's been a while since I recorded my last podcast. I want to go ahead and do a quick podcast for today. I want to talk about a fight that's going to go on for next week, next weekend. Not this one coming up, but the next one, August 29th. It's going to be on a Sunday, and we're going to have Tyron Woodley versus Jake Paul, not Logan Paul, but Jake Paul. I get confused with these two brothers, right? I'm not a big fan of them, not because I don't like them, just because I don't know them that much, right? I don't follow them. I don't know a lot, except that I know that they started boxing recently, and I know that Logan Paul boxed Mayweather, right? As you all know, everybody that knows me, you guys know that I'm a huge MMA fan. I'm a huge boxing fan. And I really wanted to talk about this Woodley versus Paul fight. I think it's going to be an exciting fight to watch, because a lot of people don't know what to expect. I have been following this past month some videos of Woodley, some videos of Paul and their training and how they move and what they've been doing. And honestly, this Jake Paul character is a tough guy, man. He can box. From what I've seen, he can box. He's not a joker. I think Woodley's gonna have his hands full with Paul. I don't think, to be honest with you guys, and I'm getting right into it, right? I haven't even told you guys anything about where I've been, what I've been doing. Just real quick, I'm getting right into it. I get excited when something that I know a lot of people are going to watch. I get excited. I want to talk about it, right? I want to kind of vent and tell you guys what I feel and who I think it's going to win and give you guys a good pick. But before I get into all this, right, it's been a while since I've recorded. I have been active on my other podcast. I have another podcast in Spanish with my partner, Tano. It's called Un Cotorreo con Tano y Ray, and we record this podcast every Monday, and we've been very active since the beginning of the year. We slow down during COVID season, but we've been active since the beginning of the year, thank God. We've been getting a lot of invites. We record with a lot of people that are locally known here in San Diego and Tijuana. For those of you that don't know, we record here in San Diego in Chula Vista, California. And also sometimes go to Tijuana and record in Tijuana, which is 15 minutes away from where we're at. I've been doing that. I've been active with that. I started my own business since the last time we've talked. Since the last time I've talked to all my MMA fan talk listeners, I usually would record my episodes in my car. If you listen to my previous episodes, it was always during work hours, or I was going to work, or I was coming back from work. And now I actually have a warehouse because I opened up my own business. So I've been doing this since the beginning of the year, with my own business, not podcasting, obviously, but my own business. I do. I offer shredding services, document destruction services. This is something that I've been doing since 2010. And I just decided to go on my own this year. I work with a huge company, and I went ahead and jumped shift and said, you know what, the hell with it. Let me put all my savings into my own business. And I went ahead and did it, and I'm doing okay. I'm not where I want to be, but I'm hanging in there, guys. but anyways, this is not about my business or what I've been doing. I just wanted to kind of have you guys give you guys a little bit of more information so you guys can catch up with where I've been at. But anyways, I want to talk about the Tyron Woodley and Jake Paul fight. And I'm going to get right to it, guys. This is a crazy fight. I'm hearing a lot of people. I'm hearing a lot of noise on Woodley and how good he was at the UFC. And obviously, I'm a Woodley fan. I've been a fan of his forever. He's great. He's an ex-champion, right? He's an ex-welterweight champion of the world. Welterweight champion of the world until Usman beat him, right? He's had a bad run. He's lost, I think, his last, I don't even know, to be honest, 3 to 4 fights, right? He's lost some fights. He's coming in with a losing streak to face a Jake Paul, right? A Jake Paul that's been boxing for the past 3 years, or who knows how long, right? He says it's 3 years. I think it's been more than 3 years. because of the way he boxes, the way he moves, the way he's made other opponents look, right? Like when he fought Nate Robinson, right? He knocked him out. He knocked out Nate Robinson in what it was, three rounds or two rounds, whatever it was. He made him look bad. He played with him and then he knocked him out. The way he knocked out my man Ben Askren in the first round, right? And we all know Ben Askren is not a striker. It's not a boxer. He's a wrestler. He did great in MMA because he was a very strong and solid wrestler. But he wasn't able to use any of that, obviously, in a boxing match with Jake Paul. So Jake Paul took advantage of that, knowing that he wasn't going to be able to wrestle him. And he knocked him out, which tells you that he's good, because it takes a good punch to knock out a guy who has been fighting, whether it's MMA, whether it's street fights, whether it's boxing, but has experience, right, with the crowd, with fights. And that was Ben Askren. He had experience, and Jake Paul knocked him out in the first round, made him look bad. Now we have Woodley coming up on the 29th of August against Jake Paul. I'm going to be honest with you guys. I think Woodley's going to get knocked out. I think Woodley's going to get stopped. This is going to be an 8-round fight at cruiserweight, which I don't like for Woodley. I'm going to give you 3 disadvantages that Woodley has. The first one is height and reach. I believe Woodley is 5'9". He's used to fighting guys that are 5'10", 5'11", but that weigh the same as him, right? That weigh 170 pounds, possibly during fight night, 185, 190 pounds tops. He's used to that. He's used to grappling. He's used to wrestling. He's used to kicking. He's used to striking as well. But he's not used to just boxing, right? And boxing is a whole different ball game compared to MMA. So that's one disadvantage. The height, and obviously, well, it's two, I guess, right? The height, and that he's not used to just boxing with the boxing gloves. He's used to using everything and mixing it up. Second disadvantage, or third disadvantage, I guess, that Woodley's going to have against Jake Paul is the weight class. I mean, they're fighting at cruiserweight. Cruiserweight is 200 pounds. That means that Jake Paul, who's I think 6'2 or 6'3, is going to come in weighing 200 pounds the night of weigh-ins, but then he's probably going to gain some weight and he probably walks around at 230, maybe 235. He's a big kid. He's young. He's in his 20s. He's tall. He can fight. He can box. He can move. I don't know if he has a chin, but I've seen him in sparring sessions and it seems like he gets clipped and he doesn't back down. He knows how to move and take a punch. He trains with all professional fighters with experience. He's got a lot of money, so he's got a great camp behind him, right? That's another advantage that Woodley doesn't have. Woodley does not have a great camp behind him. He doesn't have a lot of money like Mr. Jake Paul does. He doesn't have that kind of money, at least from what we see, right? From what we know as fans. So this tells me that Jake Paul is getting better training, better conditioning, probably better meals, and probably better sparring partners than what Woodley's getting, right? The third or fourth or final disadvantage that Woodley has is that he has never fought a professional boxing fight, a professional boxing match. Never. Jake Paul has fought, what, I think he's 3-0 with 3 KOs. He's fought 3 boxing matches. So he's 3 boxing matches more than Tyron Woodley. Even though Tyron Woodley has his great record and has been a champion with the UFC as a professional, that's MMA, right? That is not boxing. Boxing is a completely different ball game. That's the other disadvantage. So he's coming in as a guy who's 0-0 in boxing. So everything else he's done in the past does not count when you step in the ring with boxing gloves and you can only do boxing. You can only use boxing rules. The advantage there, who's going to have the advantage there? It's going to be the boxer. It's going to be the guy who's boxed more, who's been consistently boxing, who has a record in boxing, and who's undefeated in boxing. And who's that? That's Jake Paul. So with that being said, guys, I mean, other than Tyron Woodley losing his last 4 fights at the game that he's good at, how do we expect them to show up at a boxing match, right, and beat a kid who's younger than him, taller than him, bigger than him and has more skills than him in the boxing ring. As a boxer, not as an MMA fighter, as a boxer. How do we expect him to have a chance? Maybe a puncher's chance, but it's going to take more than that, I think, to beat Jake Paul. I think Jake Paul is going to stop him. Maybe not in the first or second round, but I don't see this fight going past four rounds. I do not see Tyrone Woodley giving Jake Paul 5, 6, 7, 8 rounds. I do not see that. I think he's going to get stopped with body punches. I think he's going to get stopped with conditioning. I think he's going to get stopped maybe even by KO, right? Maybe even getting knocked out. The facts are the facts, guys. And if you see the big picture, and if you see what Jake Paul's been doing, and if you see what Tyrone Woodley's been doing, the facts speak for themselves, guys. Tyrone Woodley's coming off of three or four losses in a row at the game that he's good at. Jake Paul's coming out of 3 wins in a row, 3 knockouts at the game that he's good at, right? They're going to meet at the game that who is good at? Not Tyrone Woodley, at the game that Jake Paul is good at. So do the math, guys. There's no way. There's no way. And this is funny because a lot of people still believe that Tyrone Woodley has a chance against Jake Paul. There's no way Tyrone Woodley is going to do anything to Jake Paul in the boxing ring. I've seen this kid in sparring sessions. We've seen him live against real fighters, right? Maybe not top competitors, but guys that thought that they can beat him because he used to be a goofy kid, I guess, back in the days, goofy YouTuber. Now he's not. Now he's taking this sport seriously. I really think Jake Paul is going to eat Tyrone Woodley alive in the ring. And a lot of people are going to be disappointed. A lot of people are going to be happy. But I think this is going to make Jake Paul a very, very powerful name in the boxing industry. And it's going to bring more fans to the boxing world. And it's going to create drama for him to fight an actual better fighter. An actual boxer, right? A bigger name than Tyrone Woodley, than Ben Askren, than Nate Robinson, right? He's going to have to fight somebody who's bigger now. And I honestly think that this kid has the potential to become a great boxer. He's young. He's been doing great. He's got the training behind him. He's way better than his brother. We saw his brother fight KSI. I think if Jake Paul fights KSI, he's going to knock him out. I mean, look at the way Jake Paul moves. Look at the way his head movement is. Look at the way his jab is thrown. Look at his timing. Everything is there for this kid, man. His height, his weight. He's big. He's bulky. He's strong. He reminds me of a Tommy Morrison, right? Reminds me of a Tommy Morrison, just the way he fights. He's an aggressive fighter, strong, big back, big arms, puncher, knocks people out. He reminds me of Tommy Morrison, except that this kid has money behind him. And that's very important as a boxer when you're coming up, to have money behind you, to have support, to have the best training, to have the best sparring partners, to have the best gear, to have the dedication that he has. He's dedicated. He's not like his brother Logan Paul, who focuses on podcasting, on partying, on drama. This kid is all about his boxing, and he's been about this for the past 3 years. He's not a kid to make fun of. He's not a kid to be taken as a joke. He's going to surprise a lot of people August 29th. Be ready, guys. Tyrone Woodley, unfortunately, I believe, is going to get knocked out. I believe he's going to get stopped. He's going to give him a better fight than what Ben Askren did. Tyrone Woodley's going to give Jake Paul a much better fight than what Ben Askren did. But how much better can it be when Ben Askren got knocked out right away, immediately in the first round? How much better can it be? How much better? I'll tell you guys right now. Maybe 3 more rounds better. This fight is not going to go past 4 rounds. Mark my words, guys. I'll let you know right now. Jake Paul is going to stop Tyrone Woodley. If you want to bet some money, bet it on that, man. I'll tell you right now. Jake Paul is going to stop Tyrone Woodley. There's no way Tyrone Woodley is going to beat this kid. I don't see it happening. He couldn't beat his own in his own world of MMA. How is he expected to come in a world he's never been into before, live, on pay-per-view, or wherever the fight's going to be at? How are you going to expect them to beat him in something that Jake Paul is very good at? Is very good at with the opponents that he gets, right? I'm not saying he's fighting Canelo. I'm not saying he's going to beat Canelo. I'm not saying he's going to beat a freaking David Benavidez, right? A Caleb Plant. No. I'm just saying for the fighters that he's been fighting, Jake Paul is just way better than them. He's got much, much more talent. So there you go, guys. This was a quick one. Kind of, I guess, an introduction back to me to continue to podcast here in Anchor, which I love. I just haven't had the time to be podcasting every week like I wish I could. I've been, you know, focused on my own business. But I do podcast in Spanish, guys, every Monday. And you can find my podcast anywhere every Monday. It's called Un Cotorreo con Tano y Ray. It's a great podcast. It's all in Spanish. We interview local people here in San Diego, local business owners, local people that are creative, artists, singers, boxers, fighters, anything and everything here in San Diego, California, and in Tijuana, Baja California, too. Tijuana is Mexico, guys, but it's 15 minutes away from San Diego. But anyways, guys, I'm glad to be able to come back here and give you guys a quick little recording, just a little, you know, little session here on Jake Paul versus Tyron Woodley, which I know is going to be next week on the 29th of August. Excuse my facts, guys. If I said some things that are not, you know, records or whatnot that I've talked about, you know, I'm not on top. I don't have any notes on me. I'm just kind of going off the top of my head and then just going for it. I just like to turn on the mic and start talking, guys, like a regular person, like the person that I am. I really want you guys to know who I am. And this is who I am. I'm a guy who talks about what he knows, what comes to my head, and I tell you what I think, right? So what do I think, guys? I think Tyron Woodley loses August 29th, gets knocked out within four rounds. And if he doesn't, then hey, he doesn't, right? Then good for him. But I think he is. I don't see this guy winning, man. I don't see Tyron Woodley coming in here and outboxing or knocking out my man Jake Paul. Jake Paul is good, man. He's better than what people think. He's a real fighter. He's a real boxer, guys. He's got money behind him, and he's hungry. With that being said, I love you guys. Mwah. A big kiss. I want to keep recording. I'll be talking about the Brian Ortega fight that's coming up, I think, September 25th. It's a UFC fight, right? It's going to be for a championship. We got who do we got here? We got Brian Ortega, obviously, fighting my man, the champ. Gosh, guys, I'm losing my train of thought. I can't even pronounce the word, guys. Remember, guys, my first language is Spanish, but I'm trying to keep it in English as well. So excuse me if I say some words wrong or whatnot, right? But yeah, we have a great card coming up. I believe it's going to be UFC 266. It's coming up September 25th. I think it's going to be a great card. It's all Alexander Volkanovski, guys, the champion at featherweight, fighting Brian Ortega. That's going to be a great card. Once that gets a little closer, maybe a week before, I'll talk about that. I got some really good things to talk about that. I like Brian Ortega a lot. I like Alexander Volkanovski a lot as well. And I'll be talking about, obviously, the return of Nick Diaz, who's going to be fighting in that undercard against Robbie Lawler, right? A rematch. They're both about the same age, except that Nick Diaz stopped fighting for, I think, 3 to 4 years, I think it is, maybe even five, right? I'll look into that once we get closer to that fight to give you guys some real stats. But I'll be talking about that soon as well, guys, and I'll give you my picks on Nick Diaz and Robbie Lawler, and I'll give you my picks on Brian Ortega and Alexander Volkanovski. I think you guys will enjoy it. And for those of you who that never heard my podcast in the past, the ones that I've recorded previously to this one that I'm doing today, I want you to go back and listen to them, guys. I've recorded these podcasts before the fights, and most of my picks have been dead on. They've been pretty close. So go back and listen to them, guys, if you have a chance. And you'll see that I don't just talk out of my ass. excuse my language. But my picks are pretty good. I know what I'm talking about. So go back, listen to them. And I might have missed one or two here and there, but most of my picks have been dead on. Hope you guys like this podcast. It was a quick one, a little 20, 25 minutes, whatever I've been recording. But yeah, guys, I'll say bye again, right? I think I just said it, but I'll say it again, guys. You guys enjoy your rest of your week. It's Thursday, August 19th today. It's about 6:25 p.m. I got done with work about 45 minutes ago, and I decided to record a quick podcast because I was excited about the Jake Paul and Tyron Woodley fight. Now, like I said, guys, you're going to put your money on Jake Paul, guys. He's going to win. He's going to knock him out. I'm telling you. Love you guys. Enjoy.